I am a manager, and there's this disconnect between the people I manage and the people I peer with. The people I peer with is leadership and love and appreciation, and the people I manage, not so much. And that's where I walk home from work, and I look at a leaf for a thought that's just a little better, or feel the breeze.
All right,
just
so
a little
these
better.
People that you are managing, when you think about them, do you think that you're thinking, when it's actually within you, do you think you're more often thinking about how you think about them, or do you think you're more often thinking about how they're responding to you? Are most of your thoughts about trying to get them to do something better, or are most of your thoughts about their response to you trying to get them to do something better?
It's one, two, three. First, it's I want them to know what I feel about them. Then it's I want them to get things done in a right way. And then it's did they like the way I asked them to get it done? Right in sequence, the way you put it out.
All right, so start with one again. What do you mean? You want them to know how you feel about them.
That there's genuine appreciation for what they do. You know, work full time, go to school, raising a kid when you're a kid. Genuine appreciation for who they are, and that's where
all right,
I want
now
them.
We hear that on one level, and we believe you, but how are they performing?
Not so great.
All right, now, that's the thing that we want you to hear, because what you just spoke to us is how you want to feel and how you do feel.
Yes.
What you just spoke to us is how your inner being sees them and how you are seeing them. In other words, they just drive you out of your mind because you want to love them, and the buggers just aren't lovable. You want to appreciate them, but the buggers just aren't appreciatable. And so they are the bane of your existence. In other words, they're tearing you apart because you want to feel this way about them, but you feel this way about them. And what's really tripping you up, what's really tripping you up is that you think that you need to train them somehow to be better so that you can see them the way you want to see them. And what we want you to hear is that's not ever going to work. Even if you get most of them trained, somebody's going to croak and some new one's going to come, or somebody's going to leave and some new one's going to come. You are never going to get them whipped into shape. They're too individual and they're too selfish and they are too free. You are never going to get them whipped into shape. You know what you want to get whipped into shape? Your perspective of them. You want to merge who you really are and how you really feel with what you're seeing. Now, let's just play with this for a minute. So, now, tell us something that the human physical manager you sees and feels sort of bonkers about when you see it.
Not focusing on moving our customers through the place.
What happens when they don't perform? Does anybody get after you?
That's the big pull. It's like wanting to be perceived as doing the job.
So let's see if we've got this right. So over there is a vibrational escrow with your management that wants you to be a good manager. So you're really between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? You've got people who are your managers that expect you to manage, and you've got unmanageable people. What you need is a manager that you can tell to manage them. And so you're really in an uncomfortable place because you see these others holding you to a standard you can't possibly achieve, and then you're trying to hold them to standards that they seem unwilling or incapable of achieving. Talk about a tug of war. It's impossible. But when you rein it in and you say, I've been going about this the wrong way. All I've got to do in order to feel good and be effective, and we'll tell you about that in a minute, in order to feel good, is I've just got to see this thing that I'm looking at right now, not the whole company, not the whole scope, not all of those managers, not all of those people. I just have to see this thing right now that I'm thinking that's causing me to feel negative emotion. I've just got to see this in a way right here, right now, that feels a little better than it has been feeling. And as I do that, I'm going to train myself one renegade at a time, one bad action at a time, one rotten apple at a time, one whatever at a time. I'm going to train myself into alignment with who I really am until I am maybe one of the first managers ever who's managing through the eyes of Source. And here's the thing that we want you to understand. When you do that, not only do you feel better, which is the big payoff and the reason we want you to do it, but when you bring yourself consistently into alignment with who you are, your power of influence is so much more powerful because you're now offering one signal instead of a split signal. This is the energy that creates worlds. Don't you wonder how it is people have the same 24 hours in a day, and some of them are creating massively, and some of them are not creating hardly at all. Some are living in squalor and poverty, and some of them are multi-billionaires. And it isn't about how much was left to them. It's about how they are managing the resources of vibration that are available to all of you. So now give us an example of something that happens that gives you that blessed guidance of negative emotion.
There's always someone supposed to be at the door to say hello, not helping, but just orchestrating. And I'm the only one that's always there. When I walk out there, I see seven people waiting to be said hello to, and that makes me insane.
All right. So it's such a simple thing, and it's not rocket science, and you're not asking the moon from them. You're just asking this simple thing from them, and you're not getting it. So think about what's being contradicted there. You are wanting to be a good manager, and they make you not look good. You're wanting to be an effective manager. Clearly, you're not. You're wanting them to listen to you. Clearly, they're not. In other words, there are a lot of pieces to this, but rather than trying to sort all of that out, we want you on a gut level to just say, they make me crazy. Now, let's just offer a series of statements. No one listens to me, totally upstream. I might as well be barking into the wind, totally upstream. This is not a difficult thing to do, totally upstream. Our customers are supposed to be greeted, totally upstream. Is there anyone with intelligence anywhere on the planet? Totally upstream.
Got me pegged.
I like the feeling of our customers being greeted downstream. I like the response that I get from many customers who are pleased to see me greet them, totally downstream. I am looking forward to more of those that are helping me out, looking forward to that too. It's not the end of the world if someone isn't greeted. It's not like customers line up the door and don't know whether they should come in or not if no one's there. Customers seem to be pretty good at making their way around in this world without us taking them by the hand. It's not an urgent thing about whether they're greeted or not. We might have been making too big of a thing about this. To force someone to be nice when they don't feel nice is really going about it the hard way. I like to greet people, and therefore I'm here at the door. Maybe I should let law of attraction sort out those that like to greet and those that don't. Now, depending on how that makes you feel. Management says that I'm supposed to put this in place. That's upstream. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure out what the psychology is in all of this. I'm going to stand back and begin watching. What makes people like to greet and what makes people not like to greet? Maybe greeting doesn't seem meaty enough. Maybe it seems too non-essential. Maybe the people that I'm asking to be the greeters understand that when they walk into a store, whether there's a greeter or not, they're still happy to come in the store. Maybe there's something off about this greeting thing. Maybe trying to get somebody to pretend like they feel glad you're there when they don't is causing split energy in them. Maybe I should just let... Maybe I should just let people greet if they feel like greeting. Maybe I should say, hey, gang, if you feel happy, go greet. If you don't, go hide. And then say to them, personally, I like it. It's one of the best jobs around here. Get to interplay with people, get to say hello, get to have human interaction, get to see smiling people, get to maybe direct them here and there. In fact, say, I think the very best thing about greeting, I'm going to be a greeter who knows where everything in this store is. I'm going to go up and down every aisle. I'm going to study. I'm going to keep up with the things that are moving, incessantly moving around the store. I'm going to become the most walking, talking index of this whole store, and I'm going to be right there at the door, and I'm going to be there to smile and say, hey, how can I help you? I'm glad that you're here. What are you looking for? I know where everything is. If you gave those greeters something more to do than to pretend to do something that they don't even want to do, they'd be at the door greeting, we promise you. Good time for segment of refreshment.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.